Welcome to the lounge. Yeah, it's the sports lounge. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game. The all-pro defensive end. We're talking about Mr. Actor Extraordinaire Fred Brewer.
Thanks so very much, Mike Horn. You look splendid today. You know, I came in today to work. Came down the hall. I heard Mike Horn. You're the type of person that you hear before you see. And so I stuck my head in your door, and you had your Barry Kibrick black turtleneck, long sleeve turtleneck on. And
who's Barry Kibrick?
Well, he's a local guy here who likes to interview people on their books. If you write a book, he'll interview you, and he holds it in his left hand, has it all earmarked and everything with the.
That's what Barry does.
With stick and paper, and yeah, he pretends he's read the book.
Have you ever written a book? You should write a book, Fred Dreyer.
All right.
You've had a lot of things that happen in your life because you've got the whole professional athletic career with the New York Giants, the Los Angeles Rams, and before that in college, a baseball pitcher, and then you got your acting career going on with Hunter all the way up until last year with Agent X and everything. Have you thought about writing a book?
I'll tell you what I did. Many years ago, I was talking to a stewardess in Manhattan Beach. She was down at Pancho's restaurant in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
It's a Mexican restaurant. It's been there
Pancho's,
for a long time.
I think it's famous. Yeah.
It's very famous. So anyway, I'm talking with her, and it came around to my telling her, asking her, I said, what kind of stories do you have to tell? Where are you from? And she says, she was from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I said, well, where are you from? You're from Milwaukee, and, you fly all over the place. You're based in Los Angeles. You're based in Manhattan Beach, and it's got to be a nice thing for you. She says, yeah, I really love it and everything. She says, yeah, I've had some interesting stories. A lot of my girlfriends and I have. So she started talking to me about all the interesting stories she had. And then I started mentioning to her, I said, well, when I was in New York, I lived in a very famous building that had stewardesses from United Airlines.
Yes.
And so right across from me,
yes,
right across from me was three girls that lived there, and they were from North Carolina. And they used to tell me all of the weird stories that stewardesses,
see, you know, that
all
would be a good
of
book.
The weird stories that stewardesses got into in New York City. And it was a lot of fun.
So as Barry Kibrick, would you write that book then so I could interview you?
Well, I'd like to have him ask me, Fred, tell me about this girl
who went
to the movie theater,
yes,
and she felt something on her shoulder and she turned around. Tell me that story.
And what was it on her shoulder?
Well, look.
We don't have time for it. All right, welcome to the show. We got a lot to talk about today. We got Jeff Fisher, the Rams, to talk about it. We've got holiday music to play for you and a whole lot more. So settle back and relax here because we are in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horner, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Ipsen Biopharmaceuticals.
I'm Dr. Eric Liu, neuroendocrine surgical specialist at the Rocky Mountain Cancer Centers and chief medical advisor for the Healing Net Foundation. Join me in raising awareness about NETs, or neuroendocrine tumors. An estimated 112,000 Americans currently live with gastrointestinal and pancreatic NETs, or GEP NETs. For adult patients with GEP NETs that can't be removed by surgery, one treatment option is Somatuline Depot Lanreotide injection, 120 milligrams. Keep listening for important safety information. And to learn more about GEP-NET treatment options, consult your doctor and visit SomatulineDepot.com. Go to netcancerday.org for more information.
Important safety information. Who should not take Somatuline Depot? Do not take Somatuline Depot if you are allergic to lanreotide. What are the possible side effects of Somatuline Depot? Somatuline Depot may cause serious side effects, including gallstones. Tell your healthcare professional if you get any of these symptoms. Sudden pain in your upper right stomach area, abdomen, sudden pain in your right shoulder or between your shoulder blades, yellowing of your skin and whites of your eyes, fever with chills, nausea, changes in your blood sugar, high blood sugar or low blood sugar. If you have diabetes, test your blood sugar as your healthcare professional tells you to. Your healthcare professional may change your dose of diabetes medicine, slow heart rate, high blood pressure. The most common side effects of Somatuline Depot in people with GEP NETs include stomach area, abdominal pain, muscle and joint aches, vomiting, headache, and pain, itching, or a lump at the injection site. Somatuline Depot may cause dizziness. If this happens, do not drive a car or operate machinery. What should I tell my healthcare professional before receiving Somatuline Depot? Tell your healthcare professional if you have diabetes or gallbladder, thyroid, heart, kidney, or liver problems. Tell your healthcare professional if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant, as Somatuline Depot may harm your unborn baby. Tell your healthcare professional if you are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. It is not known if Somatuline Depot passes into your breast milk. You and your healthcare professional should decide decide if you will take Somatuline Depot or breastfeed. You should not do both. Tell your healthcare professional about all the medicines you take, including prescription and over-the-counter medicines, vitamins, and herbal supplements. Somatuline Depot and other medicines may affect each other, causing side effects. Somatuline Depot may affect the way other medicines work, and other medicines may affect how Somatuline Depot works. Especially, tell your healthcare professional if you take insulin or other diabetes medicines, a cyclosporin, Gengraf, Nerol, or Sandimmune, a medicine called bromocriptine, Parlodel, Cyclocet, or medicines that lower your heart rate, such as beta blockers. Tell your healthcare professional if you have any side effect that bothers you or that does not go away. These are not all the possible side effects of Somatuline Depot. For more information, ask your healthcare professional. You may report side effects to FDA at 1-800-FDA-1088 or Ipsen Biopharmaceuticals, Inc. at 1-888-980-2889. Somatuline Depot is a registered trademark of Ipsen Pharma SAS. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Holiday music coming to you from the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, Sports Lounge, with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end. And we've been perusing. I was looking at this Hollywood Stars official program. This was the minor league Hollywood Stars, the only baseball in Southern California. And the official program, just 15 cents. And I'm going through here, and I'm wondering what happened to some of the players. And there's some great ads in here. First off, there's Drive the Volvo Today. And look at that Volvo. This looks like something that would look just great in you driving right behind the wheel of that new Volvo.
That's a great car, that Volvo. I remember that car. If you look in there, you'll see Lee Walls selling cars.
Okay, so there's a guy named Kurt Radin. Whatever happened to him? Do you remember Kurt Radin? One of the Hollywood Stars' top young right-hand pitching prospects, Kurt Radin, a potential 20-game winner in the Pacific Coast League, big and fast. Radin spent part of the 56 season with Hollywood, and in that time, he displayed a great deal of potential, which might be realized under the astute tutelage of Clyde Kink. Now, Clyde Kink, I think, sang the song Wolverton Mountain. Maybe that's a different...
Maybe it was Clyde Kink. He did that in the offseason.
Now, there's another guy here, and I got to read this one, because this guy, I think, became a Dodger scout. Ben Wade.
Oh, he was a Dodger scout.
Ben Wade became a Dodger scout, and apparently he was on the old Pacific Coast League Dodgers. The big Hollywood pitcher, who hails from Pasadena, is out to have a big year for the Stars. Ben is the dean of the Twink pitching staff. Is that what they call them, the Hollywood Twinks? Stars? Stars was Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Twink, pitching staff.
Is that what they were going for?
And is rated as one of the best hitting pitchers in the PCL. Last year, Wade hit 6 homers to lead all pitchers. He also pitched a one-hit shutout over San Francisco, because they had a minor league team there, for his top performance.
The Seals.
The Seals, right?
Yeah.
Wade is in the best shape he's been in for the last 5 years.
And there's a picture of him with a big belly.
Big Ben Wade.
Yeah. He's been lifting those Falstaff brews over there on Beverly Boulevard.
Boy, they're advertising the lineup at the Flamingo Hotel, Jack Benny and Giselle McKenzie.
Yeah. Well, the Hollywood Stars were literally that. You could go to a Hollywood Star game and see, you know, Perry Como and Bing Crosby and Bob Hope and all of these people in L.A., they would get off of work, they'd empty out of the studios, and they get in the car and they drive down to catch a 1 o'clock afternoon game and then be back by the afternoon show.
Look at this ad for Dahlstrom's, where they repair your fountain pen.
That's wild.
They repaired pens back then?
You drop the pens off as you're going into your seat. And then when the game's over, you stop by and you pick your pen up.
And apparently Log Cabin was a big advertiser. Also there, Log Cabin Bread was good. And then Tropical Jellies and Preserves. These are some great things here. And the Joe Carnes Trio was performing at the Capri restaurant. And this is really good. They were selling old gold cigarettes.
Very nostalgic. It takes me back to when I was 10, 11 years of age. And Chesterfields. Those were the cigarettes of the stars.
Let's see if you know of it. Here's the 1957 Hollywood Stars roster. The manager was Clyde King. Again, the guy who sang Wolverton Mountain.
Yeah, that's right.
And the coach was John Fitzpatrick. They just had one of each.
Uh-huh.
And the pitchers were Clarence Churn, Benny Daniels, Robert Garber, George O'Donnell, Walter Pitts, Curtis Radin, Donald Rowe, Ben Wade, Fred Waters, and George Will. The catchers, William Hall and Nicholas Kobach.
This means nothing, actually.
And I don't know any of these guys.
I know. That's what. Stop reading.
James Ballmer, Forrest Jacobs.
Stop reading.
Leo Rodriguez. Is there anybody we know
here? No, there's not. So you got to stop reading.
Emil Panko was an outfielder. Paul Pettit.
That's it.
Best thing in the thing was the ad for the Norelco Razor. They still look like this, but
yeah, I don't care.
Anyway, this is nice.
Yeah, but you know, this is the great nostalgic stuff here. This was pre Fred Dreyer going to my Ram game in 58. You do know, ladies and gentlemen, in 1958, two incredible things happened to your host.
To Fred Dreyer. What happened?
That was in February of 58, the Rams moved to the Coliseum from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, wow.
Number two was in September of that same year.
You mean the Dodgers, not the Rams.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But in September of that same year, I went to my first Ram game with the Bears at the Coliseum with my brother and my dad.
Wow, what was that like?
And two of the great events in my life forged my life forever.
What's that?
It introduced me to baseball, introduced me to football, introduced me to sports, and it introduced me to a whole host of great people that would take me under their wing and encourage me to live my dream and my fantasy.
Did you go to, was you probably a kid, you didn't, when is your first trip to Vegas? Because they have a Hotel Fremont.
Right after the Ram game.
So my question is,
my dad drove us right to Vegas.
At the Hollywood Stars game, did you try, and there's an ad here, to really score, try a hot, Stalicious chocolate drink. Apparently Stalicious was a brand name of some wonderful chocolate. Did you ever have one of those? Is Stalicious?
No, that stuff. What are you going to do with
that? Were you not drinking milk at that time in your life?
Did my story sink in?
Yeah, it did. That's really two things. You saw baseball, football. You were going to be on that team. That's a big deal. And you were how old at that time?
I was 12 years of age.
That's great.
I was 12 years of age. And it stuck with me forever and ever and ever. And it's a great little story. And it's the type of a story that I see in kids all the time. Now, this is what's interesting about sports.
Yes.
Or anything in life, but certainly sports, because it crosses over no matter where you are in life. What happened to me at 12, I look at other 12-year-old kids and realize what's going on with them. How are they looking at the sport, the baseball, the football, the hockey or basketball, whatever it is that they're doing, I look into it. Thank you. I look into it and ask myself,
you're welcome.
I wonder if they're looking at things like I looked at them as a kid.
I don't think so. I think your generation of kids appreciated that more than they do now. They're a little faster paced out there, the kids. They're always, there's attention deficit.
You're right about one thing there, I think. You're creeping around this one topic that I've always been amazed at, is that there's so many things going on today with a 12-year-old and a young kid, and there was not many things going on at all with a kid back in 1958. And so you were left to your fantasy as a little kid then to spend time with yourself and to fantasize and to seek out the people that could help you live a fantasy. Today, you're going from one sport to another. You know, you're on television, you're on the tube, you're on YouTube, you're on the internet. You got everything going on at your once.
You're on the air, Fred Dreyer. We'll be right back in the lounge on CRN.
come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
From a President Bill Clinton in the lounge with Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn. No, it's not really him. He's made that up. Welcome back here to the Holiday Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So getting back Jeff Fisher on this thing. This whole big thing, there's a lot of controversy in Southern California because the Rams, as you say, are not having, let's say, their best season ever. And apparently there was a lot of controversy about what was going on with the Rams and the coach, and they have re-signed Jeff to, what is that, 2 years?
They re-signed the general manager, Les Snead, to a 2-year extension.
Yeah.
And they also extended Jeff Fisher, the head coach, 2 seasons.
2 seasons.
Now, the conversation is they extended him 2 years, which puts them closer to the opening of the new stadium. Many think, as do some of these people like Bill Plaschke in the L.A. Times, who is a very, very accomplished, very good writer. He says that Fisher has an extension, but it doesn't mean that he'll be back even next year, you know.
Really?
So they've got 4 games left.
So it's a lot of ado about nothing. Things are still up in the air, right?
Listen.
He'd get paid, right?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I don't know how that.
Rams have got some problems. They got to work on some things. I'll tell you that.
Here's what's interesting, you know. I guess you can't, you know, when you make an announcement that you're going to move back to L.A. where you used to be. You know, you can't guarantee what kind of team you're going to show up with.
Right, that's true.
And so people understand that. But I also think it's a lot how you play is indicative of the criticism that you get. It's one thing to lose games if you don't have a quarterback, which they don't. It's another thing to lose, you know, if you don't have you know, good offensive line, which they probably don't. And it's you know, the defense is pretty good, but there's a lot of things there that are missing on multiple levels, and they don't seem to play very well. And I think a lot of people don't like that. So they're open for criticism. And this last week, Eric Dickerson, Hall of Fame running back for the Rams when they were here, is now, you know, gets a paycheck from another radio station to cover and criticize the Rams. And he does just that. And he said some things that the organization and the coach, Jeff Fisher, did not like.
And, you don't like somebody talking about you getting fired.
Well, he brought up the fact, and here's what happens. You know, everybody talks about the team and what needs to be done, and that's just the nature of sports.
Yes.
That's what's good about it. And at the same time, you automatically slide into finding an excuse as to why they're not doing well. And there's a lot of reasons, and there's too many to name here, but it has a lot to do with other people as well as the head coach. But it's the head coach who's on the anvil, who's on the block. It's him and his staff that leads the team and prepares them. And to many, including Eric Dickerson, many don't think that Jeff Fisher is the guy that is going to be able to make inroads to win.
Why do you think
win.
That is? He's been with the team for a long time, Jeff Fisher, now, hasn't
Well,
he?
A lot. And yeah. and they've been together. The general manager, I think they started together in St. Louis.
Talking about Les Snead?
Yeah, in 2011 or 12. And they were very mediocre. They've not had... And not had really a winning season so much. They've had, you know, 7-9 and, you know, so they haven't, 6-10, they haven't had any type of a sign that they're on a roll back, you know. And so that's what bothers a lot of people. So the criticism's tough. You know, it's tough out there when you accept the head coaching job. You know that what's coming with that is a great deal of criticism if you don't win. And even if you do win sometimes, you can't make everyone happy.
That's true. You know, you win some, you lose some, and that's what it is. I will say this. When you talk about going to your first game as you did back in the 50s, I think still even the kids out there now, when they go to their first game, it can be awe-inspiring. I remember taking my little Caitlin, buddy of Fred Beaton's daughter, to her first baseball game, and she walked mm-hmm. into Dodger Stadium up in that top general admission level and looked down at this green grass and these little guys on the field, and it was like, you could see the look on her face like, whoa. And that's kind of the first expression you get when you go to your first game, right?
Yeah, that's right. And
it gets you.
And it's very contagious, actually.
We'll continue straight ahead and try to break the fever right after this. here to the lounge, Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, Holiday Edition. Going to give you some addresses here in a little bit where you can follow Fred on Twitter and Facebook and email him and all that good stuff. $5 if you can guess who's singing this.
Jack one. Jones.
No.
May your days be
someone you know. This is a good question for you. This.
And may all your
Robert Davi.
Robert Davi. Close. Robert Conrad.
Is that Bob?
That's Bob Conrad. Get an addition on that, huh? Oh, Tom Brady has made NFL history, by the way, Fred Dreyer. The winningest quarterback in NFL history. Two-time MVP, four-time Super Bowl champion. He took sole possession of the all-time quarterback win record last week, Sunday, when the Patriots defeated the team you were talking about, the Los Angeles Rams.
Yes. Well, you know, 201 career wins.
Boy, it's something else. He beat his longtime rival Peyton Manning, who's since retired. Do you think Peyton will come out of retirement just to go ahead and get the record back?
I would if I was him.
You would too, wouldn't you?
I'd take a couple of more concussions.
If someone get gets back two in safeties the saddle in again. One game, would you come back in
if
and play?
If some jackass got lucky and scored three, I'm coming out of retirement.
You would come out.
I'm coming out.
And you would do it. Now, here's another kind of a fun note, a baseball note here, I guess. It's a football note from a play-by-play standpoint. Joe Buck, one of your favorite announcers.
Yeah, my all-time favorite.
He was a guest on the NFL Network show, Dave Dameschek's show, and he was promoting his new book, which I think we should get to Joe Buck on. The book is called Lucky Bastard, and during his appearance, he shared an insane story, and he said he once called a touchdown by Brett Favre while going to the bathroom in a trash can. What happened was Jack Buck had to go, and the first half was going on and on. The first idea was to use a water bottle, but then Buck settled in on a trash can. The only problem during the commercial break, he froze up, and by the time he finally got going, they were coming back from the commercial, and then Brett Favre instantly threw a touchdown.
Let me ask you a question, yes. just off the top of my head. Yeah. You think Vin Scully is going to volunteer anything like that would follow him around the rest of his living and post-living days? You know, why would you? Here's my point. Of course.
I don't think Vinny ever went in the trash can, though.
That's not the point.
I know.
Is that the point?
No,
why don't you explain to the people what I was talking about?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
But why would you make a point of telling people, you know, when Brett Favre was throwing a touchdown, I was urinating in a trash can. What does that do to make feel as though you have an insight I need to know?
Because in today's modern world, that's what sells the book, and people want to know those stories, and then they do.
Well,
what
if that's
I just
the case,
did.
I'm going to start making a bunch of stuff up, and
they
I'm going to.
Over and over
big
again.
Big hit.
You should. You yeah. should make things.
I should.
Should.
You're actually encouraging me to make a
no,
book.
No,
like
no, it's not. Don't ever encourage Fred Dreyer.
I was so drunk at halftime that I.
Our buddy Bob Miller had a problem in the press box, he told me one time, where he had to go to the bathroom, but he did his smoothly without anybody knowing anything about it.
But now we know about it.
Well, because I just told it.
Yeah. Let's skip it.
No, you don't want to hear the story?
I don't want to hear it. Okay. I don't want to envision Bob or any of my friends. I mean, Buck is
well,
one of my
you
friends.
Told a story one time where you changed your outfit right on the field and nobody even knew you were doing it because you had a tear or something, right?
Don't you think that's a little different than it's?
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah, but okay. For you to get away with that without a nowadays,
it wasn't
cameras.
Something we got away with. I wasn't naked. I was not naked.
Did you pull them on over your other pants? Or did you take them off and
what? When I did what?
You changed your.
I changed. I pulled my shoes off, which were taped on, which was the biggest problem I had.
Right.
And then I pulled my pants off real quick, and I had to put the pads back in the new pants.
Right.
And so that was a problem. So that's what took a lot of.
But
that,
you didn't
that
go
created
back in the dressing
tension.
Room.
No, 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 no. That created
but
tension.
Did people surround you when you did it?
A couple people, yes.
It's good.
Yeah.
I hope there was exciting action going on the
no,
field, like Brett Favre throwing
no, I mean,
a touchdown.
Everything went smooth.
Okay, good.
And we're in a better place today because of it.
That's good. That's good. Now, listen to this. Adrian Peterson has now said he's only going to return this year if the Vikings are still in the hunt. If he's able to return to come back this year. He was last year's NFL rushing leader. He had surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his right knee, and he said he won't return this season if they're out of playoff contention. I don't blame him on that. Would you come back?
He needs a character transplant, this guy.
Why do you say that?
Why would you make an announcement like that? You know, I'll come back if we're in contention.
Yeah.
You get paid to play regardless of
that. It's true.
Of what you're doing, aren't you?
Yeah.
If that's my teammate, I go over to him and say, what does that mean? I actually ask him, you know, if you're going to make an announcement.
You would go and talk to Peyton. I mean,
lot of other players.
You got it.
Say, hey, wait a minute. What are you doing? You mean you're going to grace us with that hope that we can be competitive in the next 4 to 5 weeks, so much so that you could actually suit up and help us win a game? That's what you're supposed to do. You're making, what, $17 million or whatever.
Yes, that's good. Now, you can comment on Fred's comments here by following him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. That's...
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
You heard it at the holiday party. A cough. A big, loud, juicy cough. Then Cheryl coughed all over the luncheon. Who else saw that? Apparently no one, because one by one they're a feverish mess. But when it comes your way, you're ready, because you got a flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they spend their holiday sniffling at Santa, you'll be tasting every flavor in Grandma's stuffing. It's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Merry Christmas from all of us at the lounge.
Sounds like the opening of Cherry Pie. You can Cherry Pie. Cherry Pie.
For those that don't know, Fred Dreyer loves doo-wop music. You like the 50s and 60s.
Well, I do. I do it because I was 12 in 58, and I remember all the stuff in 54. I remember stuff Johnny Otis show in 53. 52, I was 6. So I remember stuff from when I was 5 and 6.
And we talked that you were on the Ed Sullivan Show when you were on the
1969. I was on the Ed Sullivan Show.
That was great. We had listeners send us a clip of the Giants from the 1969 and 1970 season. We're going to post that up at our website at crntalk.com/Fred Dreyer.
We should really do that for our fans because I think that they would like to see the context in which I performed during that part of my life that was such a huge part of giving a base to what I'm doing at this very moment.
Yeah, this is your first 2 years in football with the New York Giants, who signed you.
69-70.
Fran Tarkington, the quarterback. Thanks to Gail, our listener Gail, for sending that in. That's great.
Yeah, that was very nice of Gail to do that. Thank you very much.
And then the sad note that we talked about, this guy admitted to killing former NFL player, has been charged with manslaughter. Ronald LeGasser is being held on $500,000 bond for the death of Joe McKnight. Just a sad kind of thing. And I was mentioning before the break that, you know, you and I were involved in that, where I just calmly talked to the guy. I was not even going to roll the window down, and I sort of cut a guy off because I had to get in from the outside lane. I kind of got stuck out there, and he was very upset. And I just, you said I handled it well. Yeah. I just calmly said, I had to move in, and he still yelled at me. And you were kind of, then he went to the right side, and you were rolling down your window as if you wanted to talk to him and give him your
version. Well, I did. I did want to.
You wanted to give him your version of the story.
No, actually, I wanted to say is, you know, actually, I side with you. That's what I wanted to tell.
You wanted to tell us that what it was?
Yeah. I said, you know, actually, you're right. You know, I was hitchhiking and this guy picked me up. That was my story.
Now, here's a problem that I'm having personally is after the show today, we're supposed to go out to a happy hour. And now you're not going to go because you don't like happy hours. What is your problem?
I do not like happy hours.
Why?
I think it's a designated area for disaster.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Well, okay, it's happy hour, so we're going to get there. It's from 4 to 6, is that right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So 4 to 6, pound it down, and then get on the freeway.
Well, you can drink coffee and stuff.
No,
you were complimenting about the food. You said you wanted to sit down and have dinner. I said,
well, I like to eat instead of drink.
Well, I was going to have food at the happy hour.
Yeah, you're going to have. You're going to have Cheese Whiz. You know, rolled in Fritos.
No, that's not true.
That's what you're gonna have.
Cheese Whiz rolled in Fritos.
Yeah, you know,
what else do they serve there?
They take it. You know, they take it. It's like a fondue. You know, and you can get them to go too. You know, you can. When you get
is
ready
there
to go,
is any happy hour you would go to at a place that has like
it's not
salmon
happy.
And salad?
It's not happy. You know the guy that pulled up next to you and told you he wanted to wring your neck?
He's going
to
be
that guy. Just came from a happy hour. I guarantee you.
He's in a bad mood because he had Cheese Whiz.
No, the guy was burping up cheese. That's why he was pissed off. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Terrible thing.
No, but you don't want to slug down a bunch of alcohol and then say, hey, I really feel good now, and we better get across town and make our reservations, you know, and then you speed through town and then you know you're hit by 6 different trucks, and that time you get to where you're going, you're puking up cheese, huh?
Okay.
Am I right about this? Ladies and gentlemen, I beg of you.
I don't want to go now. So Phil Jackson's in the news. He apparently interrupted a Knicks high point to critique Carmelo and Carmelo Anthony.
I'm surprised he hasn't done it every day.
Why do you say that? Because he's just the guy needs some talking to?
You pay people guaranteed money.
Yes.
You've got a big problem.
Yeah, see, you don't believe in that. You're a player, and you're saying...
Wait. I believe in everybody negotiating and making money. And when they say, we're going to give you $1 million, I want it to be $1 million. And I don't want them to say, well, you know, we're going to give you $1 million, but somewhere during the season, we can cut you, and that's it. No, I don't want that contract, see. That's pro football contract.
Yeah.
But baseball and basketball have different contracts. When you sign a contract, Jack, you're there. You're there as much as the owner's there. You're on that team. They could say, okay, we don't want you on the team, and you can go home to New Jersey and sit around and do what you're going to do, go to happy hours and watch TV and collect your $125 million.
Yeah.
So my point is that, you know, there has to be some way of it's a gamble, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, when you decide I'm going to give this guy this money,
guarantee him.
You're going to guarantee him, you know, however much money they're going to get. You have no idea what you're getting.
Yeah, and it's a terrible thing. So,
so some of these guys, like Phil Jackson, would now say time out and go right over to him and say, you know, I'm not really too excited by what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're getting a lot of money to show a lack of leadership. And that's it's important.
So would you be lecturing your team people if you
of
were?
Course.
Like,
of course, I gave my 2 cents in life. You know, wherever I.
And you weren't even a coach at the time, but you would give your 2 cents in life.
I gave my 2 cents to coaches and owners. I spoke up to everybody.
You still do to this day. That's why you're doing this show.
That's why I'm out here in Northridge.
That's why you're out here.
That's why I'm in Northridge.
This is it. Yeah, and keep doing it till you get it right, till they like you. I think, the coach Jeff Fisher, the Rams, might like you better than Eric Dickerson.
I don't know about that.
All right, we're back here in the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, the big news here, if you're a baseball fan, and especially a Yankee fan, Yankees going to be retiring Derek Jeter's number on Mother's Day.
They should.
He really, 2 years he's been retired, and no one's worn that number, I don't think. Has anybody worn his number?
Number 2.
Yeah, number 2. Tommy Lasorda's worn it, but that's okay because he's on the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's how that works.
The Yankees, they have decided to retire Derek Jeter's jersey. That's a really big deal for an athlete, isn't it, to have your number retired?
It's very flattering. Yeah, but you can't do it too much because you run out of uniform.
Yeah, so what equates to having your number retired in management's mind?
They have to like you.
They have to like you. The fans have to like you too, right?
Fine, but if you're an owner, you got to live with that jersey hanging up there. And if you have a problem with that guy, you may not be so anxious, because here's the deal. The written rule is, it's clear the ones that should have their jerseys retired. And it's also clear that if you have a lot of great players, you'll decimate your uniforms. You just can't.
You want to have numbers, number 99 and then 105.
Yeah. You can't have stupid numbers like that. So, but at the same time, you also, as an owner, you don't want jackasses up there.
You only want good players up there, of course. People they would recognize and
remember. Well, you can be a great player and very deserved and not be up on the, have your jersey retired. So the fact that Derek Jeter, as soon as he showed up for his first day, people said, this guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame and you're going to have your jersey retired. And in New York, that's just as good as being in the Hall of Fame.
All right, you got it, Fred Dreyer. More straight ahead here.
The best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Welcome back here to the lounge, Sports Lounge. Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Burl Ives. And a little bitty tear let me down. And you know what? Every time I hear Burl Ives' voice, it takes me specifically to a nice little place.
Where?
In my childhood. Where my parents would run down the street, and they'd realize as they were trimming the tree that they were 2 boxes shy of tinsel. So they'd jump in the car and say, come on, Frederick, let's go. You have to go with me. I don't want to go. You got to go. So we went down to the JCPenney and went in. And while my mom parked the car, she says, go in. Here's 50 cents. Go in. 50 cents for a tinsel. That's a good deal.
That's a really good
deal.
And
go in there and get some tinsel. Okay. And just get the straight tinsel. Don't get the curly Q tinsel. I don't want that curly Q tinsel.
Are you talking about the tinsel that was the icicle, or the one that goes and circles the tree?
No. It's long. So when you take it out of the bag, it's bent over in the middle and hangs over like that. So you can take it out and put it over your hand and take it and hang it on a tree.
Yeah, those were, we call those icicles, but it was actually tinsel. They were silver foil.
That's what it said on the box. So I went over, we got it, and, I guess I was wrong. And every time I turned around, Burl Ives was singing Have a Happy, Happy Christmas. So that's what
and how much did you pay for the tinsel?
Well, 50 cents.
That's pretty good 20, stuff.
26 cents, 24 cents a box.
That's something else.
Anyway, that was that. And, you know, I'm looking at this thing here, you know, and I mentioned that, you know, we have the programs from the LA Rams and the Detroit Lions and the Washington Redskins.
Hollywood Stars.
And Hollywood Stars. And I saw a picture in here of John Arnett.
Football legend, Rams.
A USC great running back. And in those days, each team in the league got to draft locally.
Yeah.
So the Rams drafted John Arnett from USC, and he was a great player for them. And then he went off, you know, in 62, 61, 62, 63. He went on and played for the Bears when they won the championship in 63. But I met John Arnett. I remember going to the Ram game in 58 against the Bears at the Coliseum and watching John Arnett and thinking, wow, well, he's so great. When I got to the Rams in 72, the following year when they fired Tommy Prothro in 72, to start the 73 season out of Fullerton, all the old Rams came out.
Wow.
And they all came out because, like right now what's going on, the Rams are back in town. So Carol Rosenblum, a new owner, came in and said, we're going to change things up. New uniforms. We're going to have a new coach. We're going to win. It's going to be great. And he created a buzz. He created a buzz in the community. And one of the people that showed up amongst a lot of them, Deacon Jones and all these guys showed up, Lamar Lundy and Les Richter and all these guys showed up over that first training camp with Chuck Knox, John Arnett. When I walked in and
you saw him,
Jack Faulkner was inside. And he said, he yelled at me, hey, come over here. And he says, I want you to meet John Arnett.
Wow.
And the first thing I said was, 1958, Chicago Bear game in the Coliseum. He said, that was my first game when I saw you play. I think you ran for like 65, 80 yards or something like that. He said, yeah. He says, I remember that. So we talked briefly just about that moment. And it was just a great little encapsulation. It was just he and I one-on-one. It was really, really a lot of fun. He praised me and how I played, and it was kind of a mutual backslap situation, but that's the way it goes. And we had a great moment there, and I'll never forget that.
Do players like yourself, do you remember most all the games you're in when somebody says, hey, Fred, I saw you in this game, and you go, yeah, I remember that. That's your job. You remember that
stuff? Well, if someone is specific, I will remember it.
Yeah.
Well, I can still remember.
Yeah.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus great your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? pick up your phone and call Smart Fares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Yeah, we're back here on the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, final segment of the show here today. The Cubs going to be splitting $27.6 million in playoff shares. There was a release of 66 full shares of over $368,000. The share were given to the players, the coaches, the trainers, scouts, anyone the team decides should get the money.
They should thank their lucky stars that they had a collective bargaining agreement is bulletproof like that.
They say, example, that 60% of the gate receipts from the first four games of the World Series are added to the pot. So a full share for the American League champion Cleveland Indians was worth over $261,000.
Per man.
This is really something else, isn't it?
Jeez.
Wow.
That's more money than I made in my last year with the Rams.
Unbelievable, huh?
They get a bonus out of that.
That's something like that's good stuff.
Yeah.
So congratulations to them. They did get a good deal. What do you got planned for this week, Fred? You got some fun things to go?
What's that?
You got something fun to do this week? You're going to be doing a lot of things here in the upcoming week?
I'm going to get ready this week, and I'm going to get ready. I'm packing next week to go to Oklahoma to see my kids.
Yeah, that's right. You're leaving to go spend holidays before Christmas with the kids. Yeah, that's
sandwich
smart.
It between Thanksgiving and Christmas, where the lull is complimentary, and I don't have to battle a lot of airports and stuff. But you know, once you start getting into it's almost Christmas, then you got a big problem. A vacation like that becomes something else.
Wow, that's really something. So yeah, fun. Your grandkids are good. Aroldis Chapman reportedly has a $92 million offer. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I heard about him and Kenley Jansen are the two guys that four teams are battling over.
Yeah, Chapman and Jansen, the Marlins, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Nationals. Dodgers better keep Jansen. He's better than Chapman, I think.
Well, they can afford to keep him and Justin Turner, the third baseman, they said.
They can, that's good.
So, but they also said, if this gets ridiculous into a bidding war, they're going to drop out.
Yeah, so the players have to come up a little bit and say, I want to finish out here.
Well, that's it. See, now there it is right there.
That's right?
I've experienced it myself. I don't want to make this about me. But I do experience these things when, you have an opportunity to sign someplace for the money, but it's not really where you want to be. My deal is, go where you want to be. Go where you're going to be happy, because that money will somehow match up later on.
I'm happy just hanging with you doing the lounge, Fred Dreyer. We got to say goodbye here. We've got a great show here. Don't forget Fred _ Dreyer on Twitter. Check it out. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Listen, it's coming up on the great time of year that we all love, and we want to wish everybody the greatest.